AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senator Lindsey Graham says the back and forth over what President Trump said at a meeting on immigration needs to stop.
This has turned into a S show, and we need to get back to being a great country.
Graham is also blaming President Trump's staff for his about-face on immigration that appeared to scuttle a compromise deal to protect from deportation young people brought to the U.S. as children and living here illegally. A source tells the AP a House panel questioned Steve Bannon today, aiming to find out President Trump's thinking when he fired FBI Director James Comey. The Secretary of State says progress is being made to try to denuclearize North Korea.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a Vancouver conference UN sanctions are beginning to have an effect on North Korea's ability to pay for its nuclear program.
This progress is encouraging, but we cannot be complacent. Kim Jong-un's regime continues to threaten international peace and security.
The meeting includes the 20 countries that fought on the American side in the Korean War. Tillerson especially urged Russia and China, who are not part of the meeting, to enforce sanctions. He presented a map showing the amount of commercial aviation directly threatened by Pyongyang's missile tests. I'm Warren Levinson.
Police in Southern California say the mother of 13 malnourished children and young adults who were held in filthy conditions, some chained to furniture, was perplexed when deputies arrived at the family's home. This is Captain Greg Fellows.
Some of our staff described that there was a very foul smell inside the residence. It was extremely dirty. And as we reported previously, many of the children were malnourished.
Even though the gunman is dead, a lawyer for police in Las Vegas told a judge charges could be filed in connection with the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The sheriff and the FBI have said they believe Stephen Paddock acted alone to carry out the October shooting in Las Vegas that left 58 dead. Paddock killed himself. This is AP Radio News. They retracted it moments later, but Japan's public broadcaster mistakenly sent out an alert warning citizens of a North Korean missile launch. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The false alarm in Japan came 2 days after Hawaii's Emergency Management Department sent a mistaken warning of a North Korean missile attack to mobile phones across the state, triggering panic. This time, Japan's NHK television soon deleted its tweet, issued a correction, and apologized several times. It said a mistake in using the alert system had caused the error.
A big business deal involving candy.
I love Nestle Crunch.
Nestle is selling its candy business in the U.S. for close to $3 billion. Ferrero from Italy is the buyer. Nestle makes Crunch and Butterfinger, as well as sugary Nerds, Sweet Tarts, and Fun Dip. Nestle says it wants to focus on its other brands that have the potential for higher growth, including Purina, Gerber, and Stouffer's. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.